Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to 92.9 The Game, home of the Atlanta Falcons, and this is the Player Spotlight. And squarely in the spotlight is the fourth-year linebacker, Deion Jones, outstanding ball player. Another good night for Debo against his hometown team, the New Orleans Saints, or at least old-time hometown team. Grew up in New Orleans, went to Jesuit High School, born in New Orleans. What is it about New Orleans that kind of gets you cranked? You get you all cranked up?
I could say I'm always going to be playing in front of family and friends. And also, I was a Saints supporter, but I wasn't really a fan. I was a Ravens fan, so anytime I get to get back at them, it's pretty fun.
He's got 8 career interceptions, and I think 3 are against Drew Brees. I mean, something about, and then I want to ask you about the matchup with Kamara. You and I talked a little bit about that after the game this weekend. How frustrating has this been for you, man? You've been to the biggest game on the planet in the Super Bowl. You've played in big playoff games. It's been a frustrating year for you guys.
I think it's just been, you know, early success and then me realizing that it's not that easy to get there. And just constantly grinding it out no matter what the outcome is and keep trying to fight to get back.
That's interesting. It's an interesting because you did have a lot of success as a young guy. Now, you guys had to learn on the job. Mm-hmm. You and Keanu and Brian Poole and all you guys, young guys on the field together. So that success maybe spoiled you a little bit?
Oh, very spoiled. Just like I said, not realizing how much it takes to get to that game. There's got some guys who've never been to the big dance and played multiple years, you know, and that's just the nature of it.
You had to go through what no player wants to go through. You have to sit on the sidelines and watch your teammates a year ago. What did you learn about yourself and maybe about your game that you you carried into this season?
I can honestly say just finding my role as a leader off the field. I've never had the opportunity to lead from the sideline during the season. I've always been like on the sideline during the off season and, you know, eventually, you know, the season I'm playing. But being out for the season was completely different and learning ways I could help guys in the meeting room and translate my knowledge to them so they could play at their best ability. So just finding those inches to grow.
The Falcons' outstanding middle linebacker, Deion Jones, with us here on our Player Spotlight on Dan Quinn Coach's Show. So, Debo, you know that position has kind of begun to revolutionize, and you've been kind of a big part of that as a smaller linebacker. Mm-hmm. And I say smaller, you're 225, 230 pounds. But 15 years ago, that was how big the strong safety was. Have you noticed that? Is that something you've noticed at the college ranks and into the pros?
Yeah, something I noticed. But it's been guys like Quan Alexander, Levante, just guys who came in the league before and, you know, playing as considered an undersized backer and making the best of it. So I credit that to them and then also me coming in and flying around and showing what I could do and putting my own swagger to it.
Well, because the way the game has changed, because it's a more horizontal game and vertical game, not just played in a box, mm-hmm. you have to have a guy that's an elite athlete. That certainly fits who you are. So tell me about these matchups. You've got one that's coming up this week, and I'll ask you about that one. But the one about Alvin Kamara, and I mentioned this to you before, and I knock on wood to hope it keeps going this way. But for some reason, you're his kryptonite. There's something about Deion Jones and Alvin Kamara. It doesn't mix for him. It does for Atlanta. What is it about that matchup you love?
Like I said, it's always going to be a good matchup. It's kind of – I feel like sometimes it could be back and forth depending on, you know, how they game plan it. But I say it's just – being on the details and knowing, just studying the opponent and being on top of it and believing it also, believing his stems, believing, you know, the steps that he takes, stuff like that, and playing it to the best of my ability.
You almost run the routes. It almost seems like you run the routes for him. He has a couple of option routes. He can go in or out on you,
mm-hmm.
but you undercut the routes. It's like you're in his head a little bit. I mean, it's fun to watch.
Just preparation and studying film. And like I said, knowing what I know and believing it.
Who taught you that part of the game? Because you were immediately thrust into action. You were going to be on the field. You're going to learn by fire. Who taught you to kind of study the game the way you do?
I honestly say guys like Paul Wallow, Spoon, Phil Wheeler, Leroy, guys who've been in the game and just expressed how important film is, and also telling me I don't have to watch it like everyone else. I could watch it my own way and put my own little spin to it and make film around me, not how it's supposed to be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no question. Falcons linebacker Deion Jones with us here on the Player Spotlight in the Dan Quinn Coaches Show. Okay, we talked about Kamara and what he brings to the table. How is McCaffrey, who you're going to get this week, different than Kamara? Because he's been a little bit more of a chore for you to kind of handle, all of you guys, mm-hmm. on defense.
I think McCaffrey is a little different because I feel like he has a little bit more of the route tree. He's like running back, he's also a receiver, and he's implemented in a lot of the routes. They want to give him the ball a lot. So I think the targets are just a lot, and finding his different spots because he can be anywhere and knowing his stems and his routes and stuff when I do have him.
You guys do a good job of gang tackling him. I think there's a little bit more of a gang tackling mentality where you kind of turn loose on Kamara. His start and stop is pretty good, is it not?
Yeah, both of them they're real good in space. Good balance, good speed, no leverage and how to avoid and stay on their feet. And just a matter of getting on them quick, hitting them and running your feet and wrapping them up.
Incredible performance, I thought, by you guys on Thanksgiving night. Gave up 279 yards of offense, which equates normally to a W. 2 for 10 were the Saints on third down. I know all these numbers are probably already in your head. You know them all. Mm. That's the part that kind of has got to be a bit frustrating. How tough is it? Take us through the mindset. Put the fan in your head, potentially, when your back's against the wall. Sudden change, turnover, short field situation. Talk about that.
Really just getting all my guys on the same page. Knowing what we got on the field, giving them alerts. Next is the call. And after that, making sure they know that, making sure we all know that we got the offense back. It's time for us to stop the momentum or get the ball back, either field goal or get the ball back in our offense's hands and flying around being all on one page.
There's so much talk outside this building about why the defense is shifted gears kind of midseason, begun to play at the level you expected to play at all year long. There's a lot of reasons for that, and a lot of people want to throw it in the lap of coaches. I tend to side more towards the players kind of got it together. Where are you at as far as that goes, and what is kind of shifting?
I feel like it's been player to player and coach to coach and coach to player. Like, we've all been on the same page. The chain of communication has been throughout the whole run, and everyone's on the same page. Everyone's talking about issues and making sure there's no gray before the game. And, like I said, communicating a lot before and having a chain of communication on the field and making sure everyone's on the same page and lined up and ready to play.
Okay, I'm going to ask you about a couple players. We got a couple more minutes with you here. You tell me where their level of play is at. Where's Big Grady Jarrett's level
high.
Of play right now?
Real high. Grady is a man down there. He knows the leverage. He knows what he knows down there, and he plays it well. He studies, and he's just a dog.
Okay, Ricardo Allen.
Rico. He's always going to be a dog. Always throwing around. Smart guy, always, our eyes and ears, when we don't see anything. And he's really been helping us out big time.
How important has it been from him to go? It almost looks like it's a perfect fit because you lose Keanu, which is a huge loss, his ability to defend the run and play those guys on tight ends. But you move KZ back to the middle of the field where he's a really good center fielder, and now you got Ricardo at that second level mm-hmm. along with you. That's been a pretty nice shift, hasn't
exactly.
it? Exactly.
Like I say, Rico's seen a lot of ball from the middle of the field, so having him in the box and, him transferring his eyes to that middle level has been major in helping, linebackers and communication and all that. So he's been great.
There's been a young guy that's kind of contributed, and I know there's been a number of guys that have played. Is there a guy that's jumped out at you that's really kind of played at a higher level than maybe you expected as a young player because you know how tough it is
yeah.
to play as a rookie?
I can say who's really grabbed the role and just been playing it all out and taking all the coaching is Sheffield. Sheff's been playing really well, flying around at the nickel position and matching up with people and just putting his talent on full display. So breaking up a couple balls, you know, he's been playing great.
Yeah, he really has. He really playing inside, outside, mm-hmm. doing the whole thing. I agree with you. Okay, you got about 30 more seconds here with Deion Jones, the outstanding fourth-year linebacker for the Falcons. To give me a key to this game that's going to allow you guys to play at the level you need to play at.
I said just constantly been on, taking our communication to a deeper level, making sure there's no busts. We had a couple last week, but, you know, they didn't cost us, but they could have. And like I said, been on our details, flying around, and make sure we communicate and get lined up so we can communicate and stop whatever play is coming.
Another outstanding game for Deion Jones against the New Orleans Saints, a team that he continues to dominate. 9 tackles for Debo, a team they limited that team to 2 for 10 on third down, and just 35 total points in 2 games for a Saint offense that's considered one of the best in the league. Debo, thanks for your time, brother.
Appreciate it.
There you go, Deion Jones and our player spotlight. Coming up, more Dukes and Bell right here on Sports Radio 92.9 Game.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.